Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 135, Wolfpack Fitness.
There's a quote that we love here. You don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, why does working out have to be so much like work? When it becomes a chore, it's hard to stay motivated to do it. On the other hand, if it was more like play, you'd look forward to it. You'd tell your friends about it, and you'd do it whenever you could. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, my guest today has developed an innovative approach to fitness that is more like play. It's fun, and he's helping his pack gain confidence and strength that improves their lives. It's fun fitness that energizes you, and the best part, you can do it outside in your backyard. You are really going to be inspired by this episode and Luke from Wolfpack Fitness.
Outside Health and Fitness.com.
Okay, Luke, welcome to Outside Health and Fitness. It's really great to have you here, and I can't wait to find out all about Wolfpack Fitness because it seems like a very interesting and unique thing you got going on.
Yeah, it's been a life-changing experience for me. And, you know, as a 30 years old now, if you'd have told me when I was 15 that I'd be doing what I'd be doing now, I probably wouldn't have believed it, because Wolfpack is very much centered around female health and wellness. And, you know, a 15-year-old kid growing up in Maine playing a bunch of sports, there are things I know about the female body now. Sometimes I feel like I know more about the female body than some of my female clients do. But I wouldn't change it for the world, because I think it's a underrepresented group as far as teaching things in a safe and effective way versus an extreme, you know, starvation, extreme fitness type of way. So,
yeah,
it's been a pretty amazing thing for me.
What exactly is Wolfpack Fitness?
Yeah, so let me start from the beginning. I'll try to be as quick as possible. But my mom was kind of my first test client when I had first got my personal training certification. And once upon a time, I used to be a professional wrestler, and that was my dream. I wanted to be in the WWE. And every decision I made was kind of geared towards that end game. Because professional wrestling is such an aesthetic business, it's not just about how good of an athlete you are, it's also about how you present yourself. I wanted kind of the questions that I had answered for me. So I got my training certification, I got my nutrition certification, and I started testing on friends and family. So here's the interesting thing. I realized that it wasn't just the strength increases that was changing my mom. It was the confidence and self-worth that came along with that. Mm. So as I started a more formal business, I realized that that was the key of what I was teaching. It wasn't just about trying to get people to understand the mechanics or science of lifting nutrition. It was, how is this going to positively affect your life? So Wolfpack is very much about, it's very group fitness oriented and very much about relationship building, where people basically learn to play again. So I kind of joke, what do you do when you're a kid? We can't wait to get out of school to go play with our friends.
Yeah.
And at Wolfpack, it's like people can't wait to get out of work and then go play with their friends. So we're located right on the banks of a river underneath big, tall pine trees here in Maine. And people get out of work. They can't wait to basically take their shoes off and come play. One of the things that I'm passionate about is making sure workouts are challenging enough, but also safe enough, where I say leave people activated, not annihilated. Mm. So, you know, kind of to sum it all up, it's very much about group fitness, about developing relationships, about developing self-worth, self-confidence, through workouts that are outdoor-based and designed to help you be better at living your life.
That's awesome. So I love that philosophy, activated, not annihilated. So you come away from these sessions just invigorated and energized, right?
Exactly. And like the mainstream media culture, as far as fitness goes, they just push extreme fitness because that's the sizzle that sells.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are a lot of trainers who are otherwise good. It's not malicious intent, but they don't know any other way to get their clients to perceive value besides to absolutely smoke them. And our philosophy here is that any trainer can make you tired, but not any trainer can make you better. And by putting that philosophy up front, you set people's expectations away from the P90X insanity stuff and go, look, we're going to build a good foundation. Once you've built that foundation, yeah, then I'm going to start throwing some more advanced stuff at you. But I think that dialogue needs to be up front. And a lot of trainers are just afraid to kind of say, hey, this might be a little bit slower pace than you were expecting at first, but in the long run, you're going to be happier, healthier, and feel great, not feeling like you're crawling out, you know, in blood, sweat, and tears under the disguise that you got a good workout, because that's just not the case.
Why is the outdoors such an important part of Wolfpack Fitness?
So for two big reasons. One, I do believe that just having your feet, hands in contact with the ground is something that brings people back to childhood, where they're not focused on creating the perfect environment. You know, as we grow up, we put ourselves in all these little cages. So it's like, oh God, the weather's not sunshiny, so it's bad. You know, rain equals bad, sun equals good. Or we go in our climate controlled car to go into the climate controlled gym, and if the ground is like a little uneven on the gym floor, like there's a bubble in the rubber flooring, we're like, oh man, you know,
we're freaking out.
I can't do my squat anymore. And so not only is it getting in contact with your kind of inner child, but also it's about freeing yourself from these traps we put ourselves in as adults, like the busy trap. So I just try to get people to unchain themselves from those traps and go, hey, it's not bad weather because it's snowy. You know, it's that expression, it's there's no bad weather, only bad preparation.
Yeah.
So what I find is by freeing themselves from that weather trap, they also, the rest of their lives is like, well, yeah, I had a bad day at work, but it didn't mean it was a bad day. You know, so they're more appreciative of the gifts in their life instead of focusing on the one bad thing. So the outdoors, you know, it's not just about, you know, being in nature, but it's also about getting over those traps we put ourselves in adults, the stress traps. That's all we talk about. I'm so stressful. I'm so busy. It's just changing the dialogue, I guess, in the long run, from what's wrong with your day to what can you celebrate in your life.
That's awesome. That's great. And so I was going to follow up with that and say, I'm a lifelong Mainer myself, so I know how tough the winters are here. You hold these sessions, rain or shine, snow, mud, whatever.
Let me tell you, it's incredible. We have housewives, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s, who are seeing that the winter was only perceived as so rough because they had never trained for that life. So now that they learned a deadlift, they learned a squat, they increased their upper body strength. How many people, I'm sure you know this, living in Maine, go, geez, got my workout in, Steve, shoveled the deck. And it's like the only reason they thought that was a workout was because they don't work out.
Right.
So my favorite stories aren't the weight loss stories. It's the, I shoveled my whole driveway and my back doesn't hurt because I understood good form.
Yeah.
I feel fine. Yeah, I feel like I got a little, you know, workout in, but not like they're laid up on the couch. And those are my favorite stories. Hey, I was able to throw the 50-pound bag of dog food into the cart without asking for help. So to me, that's another huge component of this style of fitness, where the emphasis isn't just placed on a weight loss or muscle gain result, but can I live my life better? Yeah. And then also as a trainer, they look at me, they're not measuring me just on the scale, right?
Right.
Because they weigh less. Now they go, well, if I feel better, I can do my yard work, I can play with my kids, I can shovel my driveway. We have so many different measures of success that somebody finds something positive about their experience here.
I never would have guessed that it was mostly like housewives and women taking part in Wolfpack Fitness.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think I've kind of thought about it myself. And what I think it is one, not to stereotype, but you know how the men don't like to ask for directions type of thing.
Yeah.
And two, I think we live in a culture now where, you know, like tattoos are pervading into mainstream middle-class America, things like that, where it's almost, I think women want to prove that they can do anything a man can do, and maybe they can even do it better. And I think that's an empowering notion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think so many women are like, you know what? It seems like it was going to be geared towards men, right? Like outdoor fitness. And they go, I can do this, and I can be strong, and I can get dirty. I'm not afraid to get dirty and play in the mud. So I think that it's drawn in so many women because of that empowering feeling they get when they say the society expects me to be dainty and pristine and helpless, and to be able to show the world, And then on a smaller, you know, on a local level, show their friends, their family, their community that they're just as capable as anybody else, regardless of gender, is a very, very empowering thought and notion. And when they put it into practice, it makes them feel really, really good. And then the next step of that is women are more likely to tell their friends. And then they go, oh my God, I felt amazing after doing this. And it was so empowering. And they, and so on that note, we have a lot of nurses and a lot of teachers. And I think it's because, again, their work is very social.
Right.
So it's just snowballed from there. And it's amazing. And like I said, growing up, I had, well, when I mentioned training my mom, but growing up, my mom got divorced when we were, I think, 12 or 13. And to see a very strong, independent woman help raise two kids. And we have a great dad, don't get me wrong. But I think I always valued my mom's strength.
Yep.
And so I really, really enjoy teaching other women to find that strength, confidence, and independence within themselves. And so that's really where I've geared my marketing. Can sound like a sleazy term, but I don't mean that in a, but I've geared my marketing towards saying, we're going to keep you safe and we're going to keep you getting stronger and keep you getting better at living your life.
It's a very thoughtful program that you have. I can tell just from talking to you. I mean, it's much more at a much higher level than just physical fitness.
No, you're absolutely right. And I had a great conversation, and this is another really cool thing we're able to do here on the shores of the river. There's a hydroelectric dam. And the water fluctuates up and down. And when it's down, there's beach. So we get to do some really cool workouts on the beach. And we'll just grab rocks, logs, stumps, whatever's around and create a workout. And we said, man, one of my gals says, I just wish we could franchise this. And I said, we don't have a patent on rocks, stumps, and logs. You know, and I said, I said, why do you really come here? And what we boil it down to, it is the relationships and the fact that they're not just a number, that everybody is cared for. Everybody is known by name.
Yeah.
We know everybody. So for instance, I work with a lot of prenatal and moms who just had their children and postnatal. And they know that they're in good hands, that I'm going to do all the right exercises to keep them safe before and actually gaining strength so they're carrying and their pregnancy is better. But also after they have their babies, there's so many programs where it's like do a bunch of burpees and do a bunch of jumping jacks. And you have, you know, 20 plus women in a group class that are, to be crude, peeing themselves. And the trainer isn't sensitive to that and just doesn't know. Again, it's not malicious.
Right.
So here we're sensitive to all those issues where they feel like, holy cow, this guy really cares about us and really loves us. And I do. I absolutely am in love with every single person who comes here and every single day that I get to do this job. But those are the things that are, like you said, are above and beyond that aren't thought about in mainstream fitness, where it's like it's just like jump around, do a bunch of burpees and get tired. And meanwhile, nothing improved about their quality of life.
Right. And that's just so much more important. I mean, that's going to carry through everything.
Correct.
Now, you were talking about rocks and stumps and kind of putting your own thing together. And I was curious about some of the different equipment that you use, because it looks very unconventional. Tires, sledgehammers, that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, that's another huge component of Wolfpack that I think people value, is that my goal is not to keep them trapped here. My goal is to empower them to be free. So it's like if there comes a day where they go, I know my form, I understand how you put your workouts together. And almost all my clients have their own, we call it, you know, the Wolfpack setup at home. It's a couple cinder blocks, a bar, a tire, a sledgehammer, you know, stumps, rocks. But the value in it is, one, the creativity. Mm-hmm. Again, empowering to know that you don't need expensive equipment. Two, the cost. I think it's really cool that people can have their own quote unquote gym in their backyard and know that they don't have to spend $2,000 on a Bowflex.
Right.
And then three, I think it, what I was mentioning earlier about freeing yourself from some of those chains, the stress trap, the busy trap, when everything isn't perfect, like if you're deadlifting with a rock and it's going to be a little imbalanced and one side might have a great grip and the other side, you kind of have to hook your hand around.
Mm-hmm.
When you get comfortable with discomfort in your workouts, again, I think you're better suited to deal with stress in your life. I think that's another really cool notion, where how we work out helps them deal with other things completely, what seems to be unrelated, things like work stress. They're like, you know what? Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I kind of know how to handle it now.
Right.
And like I was mentioning earlier, where in a normal gym, if there's even like a little bump in the floor, it's like, oh, I can't squat here. I can't deadlift here. It's not right, you know, and you just create more, you put more handcuffs on yourself.
Right.
One of the other really cool tools we use are called grip slings. It's a canvas training strap. It's basically, you know, for all intents and purposes, like a ratchet strap, but they have little handles on the end.
Yeah.
And they're like $30 for like three pairs, whereas, you know, a TRX is what, $200 for a TRX setup.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will have those and they know how to do inverted rows from a tree and they can just be anywhere. And again, I think it's just very liberating, very freeing, and teaches people to be independent instead of thinking that they need the formal gym setting.
Also, I was on your Facebook page and I saw it looked like you had a very cool session where you had like a live band in and people working out. It seemed like a big festival party kind of thing. Do you do that sort of stuff a lot? Or?
Yeah. That, cool. Thank you. No, thank you. So one of the benefits of having very low overhead is that you have the ability to give back to your community because you're not worried about, you know, paying the electricity, paying the mortgage, paying the loans on your equipment. So, you know, a typical gym, sometimes it's $70,000-$80,000 in loans for the equipment.
Right.
And they can't afford to give back to the community in certain ways because you have to pay the bills. Here, we're very lucky because our overhead is so low. Usually once a month, we have one of our regularly scheduled classes has a theme to it. The theme will be something to do with the charity or cause that we're giving to. So the one that you had mentioned, we had a live band, a local band called Twin Grizzly.
Yeah.
And it's the lead singer is one of the husbands of, he became a client himself, but his wife had been coming for about a year. You know, he was kind of wasn't sold in the idea, never came. Once he started coming, fell in love with it, realized the community was so powerful. So there's a local school teacher at a Lewiston Elementary School called Geiger Elementary. And one of the school teachers, Ernie Gagne, in his own time, teaches guitar lessons to young children, and he'll pay out of pocket for the guitars that they use.
Yeah.
So I put it out there. I said, hey, we really want to do an event that's we call it Primal Fitness is our Sunday class. Men, women, children. It's a all ages type of event. It's a family event every Sunday at 9. And we said, we want to get a live band. Every station will mimic something you do at a rock concert. So for instance, we had these metal bars that's your mic stand and you're fist pumping in the air like you're trying to get the crowd to chant, hey, hey, hey. So every station was themed something to do at a rock concert. Even deadlifting cinder blocks was, all right, you're the roadie picking up the speakers, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, the money, we raised $200, $5 a pop. We had 40 people there in the rain, live band. The band donated their portion of the pay to the cause as well. The teacher messaged me on Facebook. It was a surprise to him. And he's just, I didn't know how I was going to pay for the equipment this year. And this couldn't have come at a better time.
Wow.
So that's awesome. It's combined. And same, we just took a step back ourselves. Sometimes it's almost, it's surreal. You think we're just a little community from Maine. And then you realize the reason I like to share everything on Facebook is not to say, look at us, but more importantly to say, look what you can do in your community.
Yeah.
So yeah, combining fitness, philanthropy, and local arts all in one class is just mind blowing. Very, very, again, even being there and being part of the planning, I was still like, I took a step back and said, this is really, really special. And we have a really special community here to pull something like this off.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks so cool on your page. Look like everyone's just having a blast, you know? That's
well,
great.
So many people that day sent me messages or on the Facebook post said, favorite Primal Fitness class ever. And it had nothing to do. I say nothing. The workout was fun and cool. Like the movements were exciting and all that, but it really was the atmosphere. It's the people, the atmosphere. And that's, if I could give one lesson to kind of young trainers, it's like, don't get so caught up in the, yes, be cautious about the technical side. Teach people good form. Yes. But what's going to keep your business going are those relationships and is being creative and being fun with it, where people, like I said in the beginning, look forward to going and playing, not looking as working out, but a play out instead.
Yeah, yeah. And it looked like it was one of these, it almost looked like a festival that you just want to go to. I mean, it just looked like a ton of fun. So, and I'm sure people came away from that going, I don't even feel like I worked out. I just had a great time.
Exactly.
Now, if somebody doesn't live in Maine, near where you and I live, how can they take part in Wolfpack Fitness?
Well, so like we mentioned with social media, you don't have to be local to even one. I post a ton of pictures, a ton of video. Our Facebook is facebook.com/Wolfpack Worldwide.
Yeah.
And I intentionally chose Wolfpack Worldwide because of that notion that you don't have to physically be here to embody the Wolfpack spirit. And the Wolfpack spirit to me is using fitness as a way to become strong, to be helpful for yourself, your family, and your community. And then also getting back in touch with, again, what it means to play, Yeah. And there's a quote that we love here. It says, you don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing. And if I were to take a guess, our average age here is probably somewhere around like 42 to 45.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of wonderful couples and families that it's the first time in their life they've been able to bond over fitness. So to answer your question is through social media, we have a great Instagram too. It's Instagram.com/WolfpackWild.
Yeah.
To just be interactive, to say, like, I love seeing, one of my favorite things is when people around the country or around the world for that matter, you know, I saw this on your Facebook, saw this on your Instagram, and we were able to mimic it in our town, whether it just be a workout, whether it be an event. That's very important to me. And that's where I think the future of the business is going for my business personally. And what I hope to do either this by the end of the summer or this fall is do kind of a Wolfpack version of P90X, mm-hmm. kind of a 3-month, you know, program where I hate the word program too, because program sounds so finite. Like you do this and then there's an end.
Yeah.
But, you know, for lack of a better term, program where it says, where it basically shows people, here's the way not to, you know, tear your ACL. You know, like yeah. I have so many people where it's like, just did P90X and they're doing plyometrics when they don't even know how to do a body weight box squat. And then they tear their ACL, get discouraged. So what I would kind of like to do, and it's a good problem to have, but I have clients 7 days a week and I hate to even call it a job because basically I get to wake up and play outside at my house.
Right.
You know, I work right outside of my house and I'm fortunate to have been blessed with growing up in a beautiful location. We bought the place for my dad and it was my dream to be able to make a living here. But anyway, again, trying to answer your question is I hope to kind of release something like that where people can have their Wolfpack kit. Go to Home Depot for less than $20. You have an entire home gym that is very empowering to use basically, like I said, adult toys, you know, for lack of a better term, but to get a great workout. So yeah.
Cool.
Being interactive on social media, doing your own Wolfpack setup, wherever you are in the world. Those are the ways that, to me, if you're not local, you can still play with us no matter where you are.
Well, that is so awesome, Luke. I mean, I think that would be fantastic. I love what you're saying too. It's like, just go to your local Home Depot. Here's the list. Set up your own home gym. That's very cool. That's awesome. Now, you've got the Facebook and the Instagram. Do you have a website as well that people can visit?
Yes. Our website is wolfpackworldwide.com. Okay. I'm so much more interactive. I'm kind of, after having a dedicated, like, traditional website, I just feel like social media is so much more interactive. And, you know, the way to be able to hear people's comments and to be able to immediately respond to them is such a faster process. So it's one of those things where it's kind of stagnant, the website, but I know that there are still some people that, you know, whether for whatever reason might have ditched their Facebook or never bought onto the Facebook train. But wolfpackworldwide.com awesome. Is our website. Yeah, I just love the interactivity of Facebook done right. And that's another thing while we're on the topic that I try to teach my clients is people forget they can either say something good, say something bad, and they forget the fact that they could also not say anything at all.
Yeah, right.
And so we are very lifestyle oriented here where I try to get people to use their Facebook in what and again, you can say that's just your opinion, dude. And if I want to, you know, complain on my Facebook about my day, then I'm going to do it. And that is your prerogative. It's your Facebook. But if they're going to say something that's maybe has a negative connotation, to try to put it in context of what they're doing about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, one of the things is to do the popular and do an ambiguous quote, you know, the cliffhanger where you're begging people to ask you what's wrong. So with my clients, I try to say, hey, if you're going to do something like that, one, don't do something like that. But if you're going to put the quote, talk about what it means to you and how it applies to your life and what you hope to accomplish by sharing it.
Right.
So right down to social media, I think one of the things I'm very proud of here is that, again, we're trying to be the change we want to see and change the dialogue, shift the paradigm and get people to understand that fitness, when people hear the word fitness, they think just workouts. When I hear the word fitness, I try to get people to understand there's a fit mind, a fit body, a fit heart, a fit soul.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just apply to how good you are at athletics. And then we even think about the word athletics or athleticism. What is a great athlete? A great athlete is balanced. They're strong. They're flexible. They're quick. They're all these attributes rolled into one. And to me, you can be athletic in body, mind, heart, and soul, where you have a soul, a heart, a mind that's flexible. It's balanced. It's strong. It's malleable. It's open to new ideas. So, you know, again, fitness can be a pigeonhole term, and we're just trying to change that dial and get people to be a little more open-minded about it.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, you think about even the best athletes, Muhammad Ali, Michael mm-hmm. Jordan, Larry Bird. I mean, those guys were all very positive role models as well. It was beyond, they were leaders. They were, you know, I think that's great stuff.
And yeah, exactly. And like, also it's, on the positivity note, it can't always be, I try to be realistic about it. It's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies, you know? Yeah. So I don't want them to think like, it's like, hi, how are you? Like, positivity doesn't mean you have to be fake.
Right.
And like you mentioned those guys, like Larry Bird and Michael Jordan, they were fierce competitors and they did not like to lose. One of the phrases we have here is last round, best round. And another one on that note, we say work harder.
Yeah.
And heart to me is when, you know, there's an expression, dance like nobody's watching. Well, I say work out like the world is watching and you have something to prove. Like it's your worst enemy watching you and he's going, no, he's going to screw up. He's going to quit here, you know, and you have that ability to tap into where most people are going to say, good enough. And this doesn't mean pushing yourself in an unsafe way, but it means, you know, the rep that burns is, and again, once you've laid the foundation, I just want to put that caveat in, but once you laid that foundation where that's what I mean by getting comfortable with discomfort, not comfortable with hurting yourself, but knowing where it starts to burn and pushing a couple reps beyond, and having that mindset where you want to be better than average. I know we live in a PC world where it's like, that phrase alone is like, not okay to say that I want to be better than average. It's like, you know, you think you're better than me, man, type of thing. And it's like, you know what, if you're consistently making decisions that are healthy for you, helpful to you and helpful for your family and your community, then yeah, I want people to take pride in saying that I live better than someone who's, you know, sitting at home on the couch doing drugs and not contributing to their community. Mm-hmm. And to feel confident enough to say that not I'm better than you in a arrogant or conceited type of way, but that they're proud to look in the mirror and proud to be who they are.
That's awesome. I mean, it really amazing how deep you go with this whole thing. And like you said, it's way more than what the typical person would think of as fitness. I mean, it seems like you're touching all aspects of someone's life, which is, it's got to be very rewarding for you. Like you said, you're helping people feel more confident and find that inner strength that applies to everything that they're doing. So,
and
amazing.
Thank you so much. And like you said, I am very proud, but at the same time, it's interesting for me being 30 and spending most of my adult life pursuing a career in professional wrestling. And so now that I feel like I finally have a quote unquote, even though I, you know, say it's basically I get to play, I teach adults to play outside, but for me, it still feels like my first quote unquote big boy job. And so some of my clients have, you know, husbands, wives, and kids, and it is a kind of a very cool, but very surreal feeling when they say they look up to me and I'm like, I still feel like a kid who's just playing outside with you guys. But at the same time, I do have the presence of mind to know that what we're doing here in this community in Maine is very special. And like I said, the reason that I share on social media is never in a look at us type of way, but I hope that other trainers around the country are saying, that's amazing. And look how, you know, on a weekly basis, our Primal Fitness class is getting 50, 60 people here. Hmm. Most, when I worked at a traditional gym before starting my own company, most of the trainers were pumped to have 10 people at a class, at a group fitness class.
Right.
And when you do the right things, when you encourage the heart, when you uplift the soul, and when you're teaching a form of fitness, again, that applies to their everyday life, it just grows and grows and grows, and people, you know, want to be a part of it. And it's just really, really amazing. And like I said, I'm very, very proud, very, very blessed.
Yeah. And you absolutely should be. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this. This is just fantastic. And I wish you the best. I mean, I think this is one of the coolest things I think I've ever heard somebody doing.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. That means the world to me. And again, no matter where our path takes us with Wolfpack, it's always rooted in humility, respect, self-love, self-care. So again, anybody listening, I just hope that message gets sent that fitness is not about beating yourself up. It's about loving yourself and really ultimately giving yourself the freedom to do the things that you love for as long as you live, because it does not have to end. I used to think that 60 was old when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen what my 60-year-old clients can do, I think it's very, very young, and you can keep living a happy, healthy, enriching life till the day that you die.
That's awesome. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Steve.
What an inspirational guy. I mean, Wolfpack and Luke's approach to fitness is so much more than I originally thought it was. And speaking of inspiration, I wanted to encourage you to check out Josh Trent's show, Wellness Force Radio. It's a very thoughtful and smart approach and a look at real-life solutions for wellness. Josh has top thought leaders on every week, and they talk about wellness technology. And the topics are like nothing you'll hear anywhere else. I am really getting into this show, and I bet you will too. I'll have a link to Wellness Force in the show notes for today's episode. So how did I find out about this cool new show? Well, I was honored to get a 5-star review from Josh on iTunes this week. Josh said, "New to the show and excited about what I'm hearing, especially the episode on taking my brain for a walk. Thanks for sharing the excellent message, Steve." Wow, that is so awesome. Thank you for the feedback, Josh. It makes my day. You know, reviews and ratings in iTunes like that really help other people find the show, and it keeps me energized. Have you left us a review and rating yet? It's super easy. If you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, just click on the artwork to see the show notes. Click the link that says leave a rating and review in iTunes, jot down your thoughts, and that's it. It's that simple. Or you can visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/135 to leave a review and for links to everything we talked about today and more information on running with Wolfpack Fitness. While you're there, be sure to get your free copy of Tabata Morning Workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to get fit fast first thing in the morning. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.